Today, I'm not going to be very loud because it is literally 10:30 p.m. and I'm in my new apartment in Uppsala recording this podcast episode. It's going to be very soothing, like very, very relaxing, but it's going to be about a lot of like chaotic topics. I have a green tea, like anti-pollution face mask on. Drinking some tea, you know, like really relaxing, having a moment like with myself. Sam is not home at the moment. I went swimming with my friends, or I actually didn't go swimming with my friends because it was a safety hazard because the algaes, not natural algaes, chemical ones, I'm just kidding. It literally looked like green paint, like the ocean looked like green paint, but we sat at the beach, so that was great. But yeah, so I did a poll on my Instagram story of like, what do you want me to talk about? And I put the Amazon fires or a little like self-care update, you know? And I literally, like, I was just on vacation in Spain, and then all of a sudden, like, I was just completely detoxed on my, like, self-care, like, mode. I, like, barely looked at my phone, basically. I only took, like, the picture that I posted, basically, on Instagram. It was really nice. I didn't have, like, any concept of time or, like, anything. But a lot of shit went down, including the Amazon fire. So, like, I was literally, like, just in the mountains, like, chilling with, like, no cell reception. And then all of a sudden I see like, oh yeah, okay, so it's the apocalypse and our world is going to shit. I'm dying, like, we're all dying. And after that, I heard that, I live in a really fucking small community, like my mom lives in a really small community, like north of Stockholm, and there's literally nothing, like nothing goes on there. Like I can walk in the dead of night, like I'm safe, I'm fine. Like it's so wholesome, there's like only kids and like moms live there. But there is a shooting at literally at like the marketplace where like I literally go get groceries every day, where I go to the gym, where I go get Thai food. Like it's like the town center or whatever. No, it's like very small. And then I see like, oh, man shot dead 5 times. In the middle of the street, in front of the grocery store at, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yay, fun. My mom lives, like, 5 minutes from there. Look into it. It turns out it was, like, a criminal thing. All the stuff. So it's like, shooting near my house. The Amazon is on fire. Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus broke up. Like, it's going to shit. The world is ending. I just accepted that the apocalypse is happening. And I can't do anything about it. So, you know, because of all of these things, my really hard life. No, I was gonna talk about the Amazon fires, but like, honestly, just everything's been so overwhelming. To me, I literally, like, when I found out, I felt like I was suffocating, like, from looking at the pictures. So I actually didn't, like, have the mental, like, energy to research it, because I found, like, I literally found it so challenging. So I will touch on, like, my feelings regarding it briefly, and I'll link some more, like, information in the description for this podcast if anyone wants, like, further information. But I think it's, like, yeah, if you followed, like, President Bolsonaro, ew, that was such an American vibe, but if you have followed, like, his election process and everything, like, you know that the president of Brazil, as it looks like right now, like, before he even got elected, he spoke about his intentions with the rainforest and that he didn't give a fuck about climate change, you know? So I was kind of just waiting for this, like not waiting for a huge fire, but I was definitely waiting for him to like fucking stab some indigenous people and like chop down the whole forest. So first when I saw the fire, I was like, oh my God, like this is so crazy and what the fuck, and like this must have been some freak like accident. How the fuck is it burning, you know, like, why isn't anyone stopping this? Because, like, when there's big wildfires in California, like, literally, they'll go to, like, people's swimming pools with, like, they'll come, like, helicopters with buckets that they take out of people's swimming pools in California and dump it on the fire. Like, it's, so I was like, why is literally nothing happening? And it made me so angry. And then I realized, oh yeah, this is a type of illegal farming. This is what agricultural, like, farmers do. It's like illegal deforestation so that they can get land quicker, you know, or get land illegally. So they're like, oh, well, like, the trees aren't growing back. Like, so can I have, like, a piece? It's not like a vegan epidemic where they're like, we're gonna grow soybeans here because the demand for, like, veganism has really gone up. Like, this is obviously gonna be cattle land, you know? We stand a good meat production, you know? absolutely not. So I was just, you know, I was expecting some bullshit on, like, the president's behalf, but I wasn't expecting freak bullshit from farmers, you know? Like, let's just set the whole place on fire and kill a bunch of people type of a vibe. Because obviously this isn't, people are like, oh yeah, climate change. For sure, you know? It's fucking 20% of the Earth's entire oxygen supply, bitch. So that's why I felt like I was suffocating when I was watching it, because I just had this feeling of like, oh fuck, I can't breathe, you know? But like, bruh. Literally, it's also like the home to so many different species that are so important for our ecosystem, and also like a bunch of indigenous tribes, like, and they don't have anywhere to run, you know? They're just fucking, like, burnt to the ground, basically. So that was my first thought. Like, first I was like, oh fuck, this is such a freak accident, why isn't anyone doing anything? Then I was like, oh yeah, no one's doing anything because this is what they want. Like, the president doesn't necessarily agree or disagree with what's happening either. So, for all he knows, like, the Amazon can fucking burn to the ground. He doesn't give a fuck. So, I've been having a lot of climate anxiety. And it's been really freaking me out. And if you watched the G7 meeting, if you don't know, it's, like, the Global 7. Like, most powerful countries were, like, you know what I mean? Like, in the world have meetings. And then the US was there, France was there, obviously. And I saw a brief bit of, like, the live stream, and honestly, what an L-O fucking L, sis. Like, also LOL that the conclusion of the meeting at the G7, like, what the G7 countries, like, came up with were, like, oh, we're gonna donate, like, $20 million to stop the Amazon fires. And it's, like, I saw this meme that was fucking hilarious. The first thing was like, oh, $1 billion were donated to rebuild Notre Dame. And then the second one was like, just to put it in perspective, $200 million was what the budget for the movie Baby Boss. I was like, bitch. Oh my god, mood. Like, they literally donated like a fucking tenth of what Baby Boss cost to produce. Like, it may, oh my god, oh, it's so pathetic. You know, wow, we stan when politicians and celebrities care more about building, like, more about a building, more about making profits off of a fucking movie than 20% of the Earth's entire fucking oxygen supply, bitch. Yeah, so, you know, thank you, Macron, thank you, Trump. What would we do without your gracious offer of $20 million? Wow. So this is, you know, this is all happening. Like, the G7 meeting was, like, yesterday, or, like, the day before that. But, like, bruh, like, I was getting all of this anxiety when I was in Spain. And, like, I couldn't really do anything about it because, like, bruh, Spain is, like, they eat a lot of meat there, bruh. Like, and I was getting, like, meat-eating anxiety. I was like, fuck, am I supporting the demand for, like, the cattle grounds in Brazil? Like, what's wrong with me? I just was feeling all types of ways. And, like, you know, Spain has a very meat-centered, like, food culture. And then I come home, and I'm like, oh, yeah, now I'm going to be a healthy vegan bitch. And then, like, I come to my mom's house, where it's, like, America. It's like, oh, it's summer. We're going to barbecue. You want burgers? You want sausages? Like, whatever. Like, I basically just eat, like, cheese and, like, ham. That sounds so bad. Not ham, specifically. But, like, when I live alone, I'm very, like, plant-based. I buy chicken maybe, like, once a month. And then I literally, like, if I eat meat, it's, like, when I go to my mom's house or, like, when I go to, like, a pizza place and, like, get a ham on my pizza. Like, it's not... I don't really, like, purchase a lot of meat by myself. Also because I'm a student and it's expensive. But also because, like, I'm kind of a hypocrite. Like, it freaks me out to prepare it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, my God. This is a muscle of another animal. This is pretty sick, you know? But then I'm also fine with, like, eating hamburgers because it doesn't look like a piece of meat. I have problems with steaks, mostly. It's so bad. I know. It sounds so bad. I know I'm an ignorant piece of trash. But, like, I couldn't... Point is, I had meat anxiety. I had climate anxiety for everything. I was like, am I contributing to this? I feel so shitty. And, like, what if I'm, like, a passive, like, contributor to the demand because I'm eating it even though I'm not buying it? And, like, all this stuff, because, like, my mom's feeding, like, me and Anna, like, my sister, and, like, Sam, when, like, he stays over and stuff. And I was just like, holy fuck. Like, when I was in Spain, literally, the fish that I ate the same day was fished out of the ocean that day. Like, everything was very, like, locally produced. There's olive trees, there's orange trees, there's, like, a harbor full of fish. They have a bunch of goats, you know, a lot of sheep. It's, and this was on Mallorca in the mountains, you know, so it wasn't, your girl was on the countryside, bitch. I was like, they eat so locally, like, locally produced, and, like, when I was there, it was, like, tomato season, and they were these beautiful, like, heirloom tomatoes, and it's just like, what do we have in Sweden that's locally produced, you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, root vegetables, potatoes, apples. You know, wheat. I don't fucking know, man. And wheat doesn't even like Swedish climate. We have it in, like, southern Sweden. It's just, like, I just thought of this. Like, can Swedish people, like, maybe try to eat things that, like, exist within our own country? Like, is it that hard? I know a Swede loves a good potato. You know what I mean? Like, we love a good carrot. But, like, I even add avocado toast, like, every morning for breakfast and, like, a fucking acai smoothie bowl because I want to be an Instagram influencer. And it's like, do you know how fucking bad growing avocados is for the environment? Do you know how fucking much that has to cost for us to import, like, or, like, eating strawberries when it's off season? And, like, it's just like, eat seasonally, my dude. Like, be a little woke about your food, you know? Like, we stand, eat, like, I'm gonna honestly try to look at where my food comes from. Like, you know, in the store when it says, like, oranges, Spain, class one, whatever, you know? It's like, I'm not saying, I don't really eat oranges, like, in general. I don't even drink orange juice. Your girl drinks cranberry juice basically, like, for a living. Someone could actually pay me money for drinking insane amount of cranberry juices. I would be a cranberry juice taste tester. Like, I'm convinced that is why I do have never had a UTI in my entire life. God bless, you know. We love, and cranberries, where do they grow? Scandinavia, bitch. You know, Northern Europe. We'd love a good cranberry. So I'm trying to minimize my, you know, footprint on the earth. We compost in our household, actually. Yeah. It's been pretty hard, honestly. And I'm not trying to, like, shame anyone, but it's just, like, a thought. You know? It's just a little smidge of a thought. Obviously, donate. I'll put, like, some little organizations below where you can, like, actually contribute to, like, putting out the fires and, like, solving political issues when it comes to the Amazon. But I feel like it just sends a huge message of, like, what, like, how much business encounters also, like, mean in this context. So, like, what your purchases, like, maybe not in Sweden. It's not like we're like, oh yeah, like, we don't have enough cows. We need to get Brazilian meat. Like, that won't happen. You know, it's a very, like, obviously, like, the US is probably the worst, and that's where I feel really guilty, because I can't really do anything. Even though I'm from there, I just feel really powerless in that sense. Like, I don't feel like I have an influence. Even if I have a voice, it's like, I don't reach that many. Like, I do have some American listeners, shout out, but like, it's not really like a large percentage, you know? So like, I just really have no fucking clue. But like, I know that Sweden can do their part. We can eat fucking potatoes, you know? We can eat some eggs, you know? We can drink cranberry juice. We can eat seasonally. And even if we eat meat, it can be locally produced meat. It doesn't have to be from fucking, you know, buttfuck nowhere or Brazil. Not because we ever, again, there is no fucking meat in our stores probably that is from Brazil. But, or like milk or anything, like, you know what I mean? Because we just have a lot of not freshly produced, the fuck. No, but you get what I mean? Like locally produced meat and stuff, and where the cows are happy. And I feel really bad, especially when I eat cow meat. Pig meat, I just find kind of disgusting. I don't know why. Chicken, I'm like okay-ish with eating, but I hate preparing it. Especially like rotisserie chicken, so it freaks me out. Like, but like cows, bitch. Cows are so fucking cute. I feel, because I don't really eat like cow meat either. It's just when I go to like a burger place, which is super bad. But like burgers are really good, but I should try like a Beyond Burger. But do you know what I mean? I've been feeling so guilty and so bad. Like, I have so much climate, like, change anxiety and so much meat anxiety, and I don't, oh my god, I don't want to contribute to anything bad, and I don't want to fucking die because everyone's stupid. Because all the rich people are stupid. You know what I mean? Fuck. All rich people are fucking stupid. They're killing me. It's Virgo season. We have to get our shit together, you know? No more, we don't get no time to fuck around in Virgo season. I really hope you guys aren't disappointed with my Amazon tea. I am, kind of. I thought I would have more tea, but honestly, I've just been feeling so anxious. I was literally in a little, you know, fetus position, a little fetal position, having like these anxiety, like pressures in my chest. And I was just like laying there. Oh my God, you know that Vine? Fuck. Every time someone says, so I was standing there, or like, I was laying there. I was sitting, it's like, it always reminds me of that Vine. It's like, I was standing there, barbecue sauce on my titties. Me. No, honestly, never have, but honestly on my bucket list. Hentyways, on a different note, obviously, Virgo season equals scholar season, bitch. And you know, like, Megan Thee Stallion was all like, hot girl summer. Fuck that shit, bitch. It's hot girl scholar now, bitch. Exclamation point. So, like, with this season, I'm just gonna surround myself with, like, some hot girl scholars, you know? I'm just gonna surround myself with my best female bitches. We're gonna grind real hard this season, this term. We're gonna get our fucking degrees. I have 1 year left of school, y'all. for my bachelor's degree. And I'm really trying to, like, be that bitch, you know? I'm trying to pass with distinction over here. Trying to get those A's, those VGs, you know? And, like, I'm trying to find a new routine again, because I feel the best, at least, when, like, I eat well, I exercise well, and I sleep well. And if I don't do those things, then I'm, like, not myself whatsoever. I'm not a productive human being of society. I'm, like, I don't have my shit together. I feel so depressed, like, so tired. I hate not having, like, a routine, you know? And it's kind of like what people tell you. I just realized, because I was going through some old papers, and I was like, oh my god, like, it literally says, like, in my, like, ADHD, like, diagnosis papers, I have to exercise. Like, that's, like, a recommended, like, medication. And I haven't been doing that, like, all summer, because I had a job, and I didn't think I was going to have a job. I literally thought I was going to get ripped and, like, just work out all summer. And then I just haven't had time, you know. So usually when I go to school, I have a really easy time, like, structuring my workouts and, like, my study time and, like, my friend time. Like, everything is just, like, ooh, work-life balance, you know. Everything just works out. So, yeah, I've been trying to, like, schedule out my life, and I'm obviously, like, a typical ass, like, Taurus queen bitch who, you know, values self-care, you know. Obviously, like, I'm in here recording in a green tea anti-pollution mask. Like, we've been new, like, I'm drinking a little Earl Grey honey tea with, like, some little oat milk in, you know. Like, it's very, you know, me. And why I'm here right at this moment, you know, recording this podcast, like, talking to all of you, is because, like, I needed time for myself, bitch. Like, I was not gonna record this shit if I didn't, like, go to this little apartment, like, without my boyfriend. And, like, I was so anxious. Like, I didn't want to be here by myself. It gives me a creepy feeling. We'll get into that later. But, like, I'm so, like, attached to my boyfriend now because we've been together all summer. And, like, last term and the term before that, we were, like, kind of long distance. Like, I saw him, like, once a week, basically. It's not long distance, but you know what I mean. Like, I was living by myself, like, all week. And before that, we were seeing each other every single day. And now I kind of got used to seeing him every single day, so I'm kind of not okay, like, by myself anymore, which is kind of bad. And I lived in a prior apartment to this where I got used to him being there all the time, that, like, I didn't feel safe without him. So I texted my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm going to the apartment. I'm going to record my podcast. I'm going to, like, have a little self-care moment. I'm gonna have a face mask on, like, I'm gonna eat some pad thai, and I'm gonna, like, befriend our home. You know, like, in Marie Kondo when she, like, sits on the floor and, like, basically touches it and, like, prays and talks to it? That's what I felt really needed to happen with, like, the bond of my house. Like, I need to feel fine here by myself and, like, not feel anxious about it and not feel like I have to have Sam around all the time and I have to do my shit, you know? Really feel comfy, really nest. So I'm doing that. I'm sitting on the floor, I have my hands on the floor. I'm trying to befriend my own home, really trying to, like, zen out the vibes. Don't feel anxious in your home, you know. I'm a little anxious about going to bed, but I'm also horrible at sleeping. So that's why I get anxious before going to bed. Because we don't know how much sleep we're getting tonight, ladies. You know what I mean? So, anyways, since I am a very, you know, emotionally driven person, it makes it really hard to, like, stay productive within a time frame, like, regarding, like, passion projects, aka this podcast. So I feel like it's gonna be better, like, once I actually, like, have a fucking life and go to school and stuff, maybe. And then I can, like, time plan it a bit more, you know, in pure hot girl scholar manners. Also, I'm planning on not sitting in my house all year like I did the past two terms. So obviously, like, I've been nesting with my boo. And apparently, also something that happened before I got here was, like, I see a random request, like, on my Facebook. Some girl from my class, like, added me in this girl group on Facebook, specifically for the town that I live in. And I was like, oh, this is cute. Go in on it. And it's like, oh, apparently Uppsala is, like, full of rapists. And I got invited to the FB group because there have been a bunch of cases in the past few weeks. And now everyone's afraid to go outside. It's just a really great time to, like, be alone as a woman in my apartment right now. Really love that for me. During this time of rape attacks in the middle of the fucking city, and I live pretty centrally, I thought, because usually, like, when you live in the city, you're like, I'm fine. So this girl group was basically created where it was like, if you're gonna go for a walk, like, bring a girlfriend with you, don't walk home, like, take a taxi home. And I already got those things, like, from when I moved here. People always told me, like, that I couldn't walk home by myself, and I was like, okay, thanks, great. And it's like, can I not take a walk by myself anymore? Can I not go for a run anymore? Like, can I not walk to the fucking grocery store anymore? Like, what do I have to be afraid of? Like, I'm so, like, I just don't want to fucking leave my house. You know what I mean? Like, am I safe if I'm on a bike? Am I safe if I walk? Like, so yeah, it's not really, like, I'm not super comfortable living here without my boyfriend yet because of this news. Especially, you know, like, as a woman, like, living alone right now. But I'm trying to spend as much time with my friends as humanly possible. And, you know, obviously I did that today and stuff. And, like, we're going to party on the weekend. And, like, my parents are coming over, like, on Friday. And, like, it's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be so cute. And then I'm going to live here, like, permanently. I have house insurance, y'all. Like, I'm an adult. Like, we do adult things now. Like, I pay electric bills. I pay for things that I don't want to pay for, such as toilet paper and other utilities now. So I think I just have to befriend my home, relax, and, like, maybe find a person who wants to go for walks with me. This is why I have many guy friends, because they always walk me home and defend me. And, no, that's not why. They just offer to go home with me so I have company. So I don't get stabbed or robbed or raped, which is great. Yep. Other than that, little update. Things people don't tell you about when you move, is also that you have to look through things before you move to, like, you know, look. That they tell you, obviously. Like, what should I bring with me to my new house? You know, fun things like that. Look through some old, like, family memories. But, like, when you look through your own shit, like, when you're a sentimental, like, soppy, like, emotional mess, it gave me, then, like, it's been... You, like, look through things and you're like, like, I did not remember I had that. Fuck my life. And then you have to read it. Like, or for me, it was, like, papers and, like, notes I wrote and, like, diaries and shit. And I had to look through, like, my ADHD, like, structure group, like, pattern, or what the fuck is it called? I don't know. Like, a binder. And I had written, it was, like, notes to your, like, future self and, like, your goals and stuff. And this wasn't that long ago. It was 2017. In, like, the spring term. Like, I was in that group for a pretty long time. They basically just, like, teach you how to, like, manage whether you're on medication or not on medication. Doesn't really matter. They just give you, like, some tips and tricks on, like, how you can structure your life and, like, be a functioning human being and not feel like a piece of trash because of your ADHD. So I went to that, like, therapy group for, I want to say, like, 5 months, like, every Tuesday. And I didn't have a job then, so I was just, like, going... Like, it was right after high school. Not right after, obviously. It was, like, a year. Fuck, it was, like, so... Yeah, whatever. You get what I mean. Because I graduated in, like, June 2016. I started that, like, February 2017 or something. So I just quit, like, my job. I quit cheerleading. Quit everything. And then all these, like, sad things just, like, came up. And, like, I know I've talked about it briefly, like, on my Instagram. But when I was, like, 19, it... You know what, where everyone kind of has a curve when they drink, where it's, like, at a certain age, it just goes to shit, like, really quick. Your hormones just, I don't know, there's something going on, you know what I mean? So, when I was, like, 19, like, literally, like, on my 19th birthday, like, it just started going downhill, dude. Like, I just, like, I had 2 drinks wasted, 3 drinks blacked out, you know what I mean? And before I could have, like, 8, you know, and I'd be fine and, like, barely feel it. So... Now I'm okay, but, like, I don't know what it was. It was, like, a full year of me just blacking out, getting kicked out of clubs and shit. And I had written in, like, my little therapy thing, it was, like, goals for, or, like, behaviors that you want to change, things that you want to work on. And I was, like, minimize alcohol intake, or, like, understand the consequences for my behavior. It's, like, bruh, oh my god, that's so sad. Like, imagine being 19 and then, like, you have an alcohol problem. Or, like, no, I didn't even have one. I would barely go out, but, like, when I went out, then it was, like, an issue. Because, like, I would think I had the drinking limit from, like, when I was 18, but then I didn't. It was, like, at 2 drinks, we're done, you know. And through this, I had to, like, sit down with myself and, like, go through all my papers and be like, wow, we come a long way, sis. You did that, like... I was just, like, all these notes, and I was, like, I've come so far. It's, like, I don't even think about that anymore, like, because I just have it under control, you know what I mean? Like, for a while, because I was talking to, obviously, there were other people with ADHD in my group, and all of them were, like, it was mixed, like, gender-wise, but usually all of them were older than me, and they were, like, yeah, I had to quit drinking a long time ago, or, like, I just gave that shit up because it never worked for me. It just made me this, this, and this. And, like, I didn't really have a problem with alcohol making me or behave a certain way, but it was just, like, a period of time, I guess, where, like, it wasn't working hormonally. And, like, that's fine. And so there was just, like, a lot of things I had to look through. give me kind of more anxiety on top of, like, the climate and, like, food part. But, like, and I was looking through all these things, and it's like, wow, I did that, you know? Like, I have a planner. I use my Apple Calendar, bitch. You know, like, I write lists, and I'm doing my fucking best, and I'm thriving, and I'm getting good grades, and I go to university, and back then, I never thought I would go to university. Like, I thought I was just a dumb piece of trash. Like, I didn't understand that I was smart, like, because high school just wasn't, like, my thing. I don't think it's a lot of people's things. I think some people can be good at it, but it's not, like, a, like, getting through high school with good grades is, like, a special skill. Like, you should be really proud if you got through high school with good grades, because multitasking was not my thing. Like, having 13 different fucking subjects at the same time with different goals and shit, and I didn't even know what I was doing. Like, it was not cute. But yeah, it's just like, wow. And, like, now I'm moving on to, like, a new chapter of my life, and, like, I'm moving, and I'm being a hot girl scholar. Like, I'm being scholarly. I am learning. I'm expanding my brain. Yeah. So this week has been very emotional. I've been crying about fires, and then someone gets shot in my neighborhood, and then Liam and Miley break up, and then my heart is broken, and I have meat anxiety. And then I'm like, should I be eating cows? Cows are cute. And then I just want to die. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we see the light at the end of the tunnel, which is hot girl scholar season, which is Virgo season, which is a place where we can all thrive. It's just building us up to thrive. Like, we're thriving. So excited. I'm so excited for you to thrive. Really sorry if this podcast was literally all over the place. I'm going to be having my friend on the podcast, I think, very soon. Her name is Ellen. She's also half American. Her mom is also the American, and her dad is Swedish, just like my parents. Except that she moved here, like, 3 years ago, and I've been living here since I was literally 7. So we've had this idea for a long time that we want to make a podcast about being bilingual, being raised with, like, American values or Swedish values, like, the opposite countries, stuff like that. So I think that's going to be really fun, and I'm really excited to hang out with all my uni friends, and then you guys can get to know them as well if they want to be on the podcast, since I have, like, my little setup now and, like, my own place where I can record and stuff. If you thought my podcast were mediocre, it's going to get better. I swear. It's not just going to be me alone complaining and forcing my boyfriend to be on the podcast with me. So thank you for listening, and if you have any suggestions on, like, or special requests on, like, what you want to hear on the podcast. I know a lot of people said climate change and feminism. I think they're just very, like, it's very broad, like, and I don't really feel qualified necessarily to just talk about climate change to that extent. Feminism is my shit, though. Like, basically my whole fucking university experience is talking about gender. So I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast. Thank you for continuing to support the podcast, even though all I do is sit in, like, a mask and drink tea and talk by myself. See you later. Take care of yourselves. Have a lovely day. Bye.